Blog Talk Radio.
Initially, you know, I said I was going to drop the mic, and instead of dropping the mic, I figured I'd just go ahead and, you know, put it on mute for a little bit, because I'm working on a few things. I got some things I have to take care of. But it hit me, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Do I have this account open with Blog Talk Radio for the rest of this month? So why waste the time, right? So I got to use up this month, you guys. I can't just... you know, paid them for something for time that I have for 30 days and not use the time up, for lack of a better way of saying it. So today what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some music from individuals who have been guests on not just the Michael Gay Show or on Critics or whatever. I go back to Maestro Mike Live. I used to do a live stream. Many years ago, I've had various people on. Jay King has been on from Club Nouveau. Let's see, Stokely Williams from The Condition has been on. And a lot of new artists have also been on the shows over the years. So I'm going to play a lot of the music because I'm using up this time that I have. And so I'm going to play a lot of their songs. Many of the artists that have been on, and I'm going to stop for a moment and talk about something that has been in the news for quite some time now regarding Simone Biles and her being penalized for the difficulty of the new move that she has created. And it made me think back to, what was it, the 1972 Olympics or whatever? Olga Corbett, you guys can go back that far. Some of you old heads can. But Olga Corbett did a move nobody else could do. Nobody else ever attempted. And from my understanding that the Olympics, or gymnastics, I should say, it has a lot to do with the difficulty of the move, right? So we're going to get into that later on in the show, but in between time and in the meantime, I'm going to play some music for you. This gentleman was in a group called Dynasty on the Solar Records label. He's been a guest on the show. His name is Mr. Kevin Spencer, and he's doing the lead and also the keyboards on this amazing hit song for Dynasty. Mr. Leon Silvers was the bass player in the group. Writer, of course, writer extraordinaire, producer, composer. I mean, he's written so many hits for so many artists, and he's still doing that damn thing. Here's Dynasty with Here I Am. That's Dynasty with Here I Am, Mr. Kevin Spencer, keyboardist, vocalist. Kevin, I mean, awesome, talented individual. And by the way, Dynasty has a new single that dropped, and I'm going to bring that up later on in the show, a new single. So you guys, please stay tuned. I want to play that. And then there was another guest, or should I say guests, plural, that came on the show. The group Ozone, that was on Motown Records. Oh, wow. It was Darren Durst and also Mr. Charles Glenn, Charlie Glenn, the bassist, Darren Durst, a guitar player, joined us, and a couple other cats from the group joined us one Saturday, and it was such an amazing conversation because other individuals that we're going to get into later on that were part of that same, I guess that same group of cats of musicians called in to the show, and it was just a fun conversation, a lot of great memories talking about when they first started, you know, just going through the whole motion, all that stuff with labels and the industry. And Ozone was one of those groups that, you know, that just was such a versatile group. They could do all kinds of music, anything from R&B to rock to punk funk. One of the best groups that Motown had. Wish that Motown would have invested more into these just amazing musicians. Their biggest hit was called Strut My Thing. So let's get into it right now. Here's Ozone, Strut My Thing. like. That ozone would split my tongue. Talk about a funky groove. That's one right there. Unfortunately, the band parted ways, and Joe and Darren Durst, though, Joe Foxworth, the keyboardist, and Darren Durst, guitarist, kept a unit. Well, basically, they stayed together and started writing songs together. And I'm going to get into another story. I'm going to play the song next week. I don't want to play it this week. But they wrote a song called Lover, and it was just a single. And they had a vocalist on there named Shantae. Now, on the album, or the 12-inch single, it just said Shantae. It didn't have the last name on it. But come to find out that it was Shantae Moore. And within the recent, what, I guess, couple of months, as you most of you know, if you follow Shantae, she does a live stream on Facebook. And I messaged her and I asked her, do you remember doing this song with Joe Foxworth? And her response was like, oh, wow, I was just listening to that song. I'm like, okay. She says, oh, yes, I love that song. She said, tell Joe hello if you speak with him. Now, Joe Foxworth did step out of the music scene for some time. And by the way, give you a little bit of background here. I've had three opening tracks for the show. One was done by a young man I really appreciate him. He was only 18 years old when he gave me the track for the opening theme for the Michael Gay Show. And I was really happy with it, still love it, play it from time to time. And his name is Ricky Reed. Young man gave me this track, and I've used that track for about a year or so. And then Darren Durst of Ozone gave me a track, but where he actually is doing vocals on it with the Michael Gay Show. And I'm sure if you've tuned in, you've heard that. And then out of the blue, not too long ago, I got in touch with Joe Foxworth. And he, hey, man, I got a track I think would be great for opening theme for your show, which the timing could not have been perfect because that was when we were just leaving the J. King Network. And when we left the J. King Network, Joe Foxworth sent me this track. And unbelievable enough, the track is called Conversation Piece. And that's what you've been hearing for the last couple of months when we start our show, is an instrumental that Mr. Joe Foxworth wrote and said, hey, man, take it and run with it. And that's what I did. So whenever you tune into the show or within the last few months, that's what you would hear is Conversation Piece. And I love it. Great instrumental. But back to what I was really getting to. So after Ozone, after the group broke up, Joe and Darren stayed together as a writing team. And they started writing different types of songs. And, you know, Joe was always into the funk, and Darren was into the rock, and just the combination was great. But they put together this song, and I'll tell you this story real quick. I remember being in the studio when they were doing a lot of those songs, and we used to hang out, you know, and all that type of stuff. And, you know, Joe was the mastermind putting together songs. And this song, one day, I remember I was here in Georgia. Now, mind you, this was recorded in California, and I moved here to Georgia. And we were promoting, we were pushing it. And we went to KISS, K-A-C-E, KISS here in Atlanta, and pushed it and asked them if they would play it. And they're like, okay, yeah, we'll give it a try. And one day I'm driving down the road, and all of a sudden, you know, they go, KISS FM, and boom, this song hits the radio airwaves. I damn near had a wreck because I was like, are you serious? The song is playing on the radio? And I'm like, wow, you know, it's like I heard the, you know, I was there when it was being created and when it was being put together, and now it's on the air. So going from it being on the air, it started popping up, and this is locally in Georgia. there was a record chain called Turtles Records here, and Turtles started stocking their store with, you know, a few copies. It wasn't like flying off the shelves, but Turtles was nice enough to go ahead and put it in their stores and did some pretty decent sales, I have to say. Really did some decent sales. So this is Joe Foxworth, Darren Durst, with their single that actually got some really good airplay, which they changed the name to Foxworth and the Jam. So here is Just in Time. We'll be right back. That was Foxworth and the Jam with Just in Time. I'm sorry, Blog Talk doesn't have a clear fade, unfortunately. They really don't. So, I mean, that's a long version of it. But that's Foxworth and the Jam. That's Joe Foxworth, Dan Durst, former members of the group Ozone on the Motown label. After, as I said, after they left Motown, or after the group disbanded, these two individuals went on to write some really interesting tracks and really great music. So, as I move on, and by the way, if you're just tuning in, we're playing the music of the guests that have been on Cool Critics, MML, and The Michael Gay Show. So I'm just going back in time a little bit and playing some of this music for you. And also, next week, I'm going to play a track that these two wrote and produced, which had Shantae Moore on it before Shantae blew up, right? So I already told you the story about Shantae and her responding and been wanting to get her on the show. I really have been, but I know she has her own thing going. A little bit more here, and I'm going to get back to more of Joe Foxworth in a moment. But now this brother here has been a guest on the show, and I really, really appreciate him. Not only a special guest on the show, but when I've had other guests on, he's chimed in. In fact, I've had Karen White on, and actually he plays in a movie called Gale and the Storm, starring Karen White. And wow, I'll never forget that day when he was on with Karen and a host of others in the music industry, artists, managers, producers. That was an epic show. I'll never forget it. I was just so honored and blessed to have all these folks on. But this individual, Mr. Joe Levy, this brother here is just unbelievable. Great vocals, great songwriter. In the movie, this track is being played called Inside You. So here's Joe Levy with Inside.
There is healing, oh baby. With your magic, when you come around, I can't help myself. Those things you do got me addicted, and I don't want no help. Your way is really fresh and lovely. May I have a taste of your sweet love? The more you give, the more I want, babe. I just can't get enough. I only see you wearing nothing, baby. You take me to a very special place. Inside of your love, baby.
Inside of you.
There is strength in so much more. Sample all your love and sweet. That's the reason we came here, baby, to fulfill each other's needs. When you ride my love in motion, that magic moment will be found. It will be found. Girl, I'm deep into your music. Love the way you sound, love the way you sound, yeah. Don't be shy, that's just nature, baby. That's the way you love when you feel free. Oh, keep on loving me, I can take it, girl. I can take it.
Some of the best music, the great music from the guests that have been on the shows. And as I said, there was Maestro Mike Live, there was The Cool Critics, and The Michael Gay Show on the J King Network, and then now on the TMG and The Michael Gay Network. That was Mr. Joe Levy with Inside of You, one of the best tracks on the soundtrack for the movie Gale and the Storm, starring Karen White. That was a great conversation. That was a great interview with Mr. Joe Levy. Another one of my favorite interviews was with the amazing Mr. Reggie Calloway. You know, me being a music connoisseur and always trying to be up to date of who did this, who did that, who wrote this, who produced that, because I've always, back in the day when they used to have albums, and on the back of it you read, you know, all the credits, and I never knew, to be honest, that this gentleman wrote Casanova for La Perte. And I would go into stores and hear the song playing. I'm like, oh, man, that's a heck of a hit. That's a heck of a song. And it's really a heck of a song. Sorry, I'm moving around the house, so you might hear some background noise. It was awesome to have him on the show because I learned even more after all the years I've been listening to Midnight Star. And for him to come on the show and share his single with us was just, wow, it was great. And I have to give props to Cotton Campbell, one of our co-hosts, who put together that interview with Mr. Calloway. So without further ado, let me give you a little sample of Midnight Star and the great music they gave us over the years. Here's the mega mix of Midnight Star.
Will someone please hang their phone up? Will someone please hang their phone up? Lecture that
hypnotize me.
Thank you.
That's Midnight Star Mega Mix of Operator and Electricity. And I'm sorry, it wasn't a clean fade. Blog Talk doesn't give you that option for a clean fade. But I played that because, as I was saying before, it was just an amazing, amazing to have this guest on the show. And like I said, I didn't know, well, I knew, but I didn't know all the songs that this individual have written and produced. And right now he has new music out, and it was just an honor to have him on the show. And thanks to Cotton Campbell, who set up the interview, and we had a chance to talk to him live on the show. So here's his single. It's called Sabrina. So let's kick back, relax, listen to it. Awesome track. I love it. You're listening to the TMGN. Here's Greg Kelly.
Bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to the TMGN. It's the Michael Gay Network. This is the Michael Gay Show on the network, and that was Mr. Reggie Calloway with Sabrina. And as I said before, I had no clue that he wrote Casanova for Levert, which I hear that song almost everywhere I go. I knew he wrote songs for Climax, you know, meeting in the ladies' room and stuff like that, and we were fortunate to have him as a guest on the show. And by the way, I do have the person who made that happen on the line, one of the greatest co-hosts, Miss Cotton Campbell.
Well,
hello, Cotton.
Hello,
how
you doing?
Hello, hello. I'm good. Happy to be on
CMCS
today.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, happy to be here on TMGS today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining in. Officer Crenshaw chimed in, but he had to step away, and he said he's going to be back momentarily. But I just thought, you know, it's a good thing to go ahead and play the music from all of our fantastic guests who have been on the show over the years and share their talent. And wow, it's just great.
Oh,
yeah, it's great. So you're in transit, and I saw your post, and all the messages to your daughter, and I'm sure that she's going to be okay. So that's great.
Yes. Thankfully, she's great. Good.
Sending prayers, you know, reaching out to one another. But I'm glad
she's
that
back to normal.
To talk. That's good. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. So let me ask you this. So for our listeners, and I'm going to keep it rolling, but you got Reggie to come on the show. Now, I'm going to be honest. I tried to get Reggie on the show for a long time. What did you tell him to get him to say okay?
I did my charming thing. So what I do is I don't go and I don't send a text. I send a video.
Mm-hmm.
So that they know that they can see my face and, you know, how excited I really am about them coming on the show, you know. So that's kind of the thing that I probably do a little differently than anybody else is when I tap into these, because they're busy people. They don't have time to try to decipher if this is a real person or if it's not a real person, is it, you know, is it
right.
Am I being spammed or not. So if you send a video, they know it's a real person. It's me. Hey, it's Cotton Campbell. I know you don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
Have your people call me because I ain't got no people.
Good point.
And he said,
That's a good point.
Let's do it.
Okay. Wow.
After all that
time, I didn't know that's the trick of, well, you basically said, because with all the stuff in social media now, I mean, you got all these hackers, you got all this type of stuff, and they could be trying to pull you into a trap, right? And so,
right,
those are very, very cautious of who they open up to. And I get it. I truly understand what you mean. So you went down a different path, and that was awesome. I truly appreciate you. I love you for getting that put together, which we're going to get into some of the other guests who've been on the show. The time is now 6:56. We got a little bit over an hour, and of few minutes, and we're going to do the same thing next week. We're going to share some more music. I'm going to try to do it as much as I can today, but we'll continue on. And wow, thank you.
Well, can I just say something to you really quickly?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know that we technically had St. James scheduled for the 22nd, or the Saturday before the I think it's the 19th. The 19th. We had him scheduled either for the 19th or the 25th. So,
okay.
I don't know.
Well, on the 26th, on the 26th, we do have Cornelius Mims scheduled for that show, which is the end of the month. So we should have St. James scheduled the Saturday before.
Yeah, we had already scheduled him for that day when, like a month ago, we scheduled him out.
For the 19th.
No, for the 20th. It was for the, let me double check the date. Let me look, I can tell you right now. Because he couldn't do anything early because he's doing a lot of stuff right now. And so he's kind of booked up. And so I think we asked him if he could do, let me see. I'm going to tell you. I don't know if you want to go ahead and play the music.
Okay, well, let's you get to your destination, let's go over our itinerary and make sure that we got it on point, and then we can work with that. Yeah, because I definitely have Cornelius Mims scheduled for the 26th. And you know what? I didn't look at the itinerary because, really, Korn was scheduled for this Saturday, but looking at and other individuals, we figured the 26th, but let's talk about that when you get to your destination and see how we can make
that. I put it in the group text too, so I know it's there.
Okay, let me just make sure I go back and check that out. Okay, and speaking of St. James, what we listen to it, right? Okay.
Yes. Yes,
okay, so, Lord. Let me go down here. Okay, so we were fortunate and we were blessed to have St. James as a guest on the show. And he's got a couple of tracks with an awesome person, Ms. Senegal, that they've done together. And, oh, wow. I posted this the other day of them on the track called Baby Come To Me. And, of course, they have all the music. He has so many great songs, and so what can we do? Hold up. Let me just scroll down. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. So for all of you all that are listening to the show, I'm going to play about two or three tracks. And let's go with this one here. Here's St. James with Cindy. We'll be right back.
Please let me make a true confession. I had never been in love before. But since you came in my direction, I've had a change of heart. Them girls, they come a dime a dozen. I said them things they love to hear. I was never wanting for a lover, but I never knew what true love was indeed. So who, baby? Girl, I'm in love with you. Sure as the sky is blue, just let me prove to you that my love is true. Who do you love?
Are you for sure?
Are you for sure?
Who do you love?
Who do you love? Let me prove my love to you. I used to be the great pretender. For the very first time, I'm for real.
choose. I place a bet, but I ain't willing to lose. Cause I refuse to feel stranded. Falling out with a shorty, what it happened? So I take a glance and another chance, hoping that I find romance and the love of friends. So let's go and get a story that'll never end. And we'll be going in the wind, so tell me, who do you love?
Who do you love? Are you for sure?
Favorite radio station in California would say, Aces, back to back.
Thinking back in time when love was only in my mind, I realized ain't no second chance, you got to hold on to romance. And let it slide. There's a special kind of magic in the air when you find another heart that needs to share.
Welcome back to the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. This is the Michael Gay Show, and that was St. James featuring Sine, Baby Come to Me. Wow, I like how they did justice to that song. And if you get a chance, it's posted on my website. It's posted on my Facebook and all websites. But you can also pull it up on YouTube and support these artists. They are amazing. And we've just been blessed to have them as guests. And I was just talking to Cotton, and something happened here, and so that we did not have our actual schedules put together. But St. James had reached out to me when he was doing a live feed and said, "Hey, man, when you want me back?" And I'm like, "Hey, anytime." But unfortunately, the timing was not put together correctly. And so we're going to talk to him, see that we can get him back on and have him come back, because he has new great music. Hopefully we can get Sine to chime in and have a great conversation, like always. And we always do that. That's Baby Come to Me with St. James and Sine. Wow, I love that track. I really love it. So let me open up the mic, because, see, I need security here, and I felt a little bit uncomfortable because I don't have enough security around me. You know, I'm just joking, you guys. But here's Officer Crenshaw on the board. How you doing, Officer Crenshaw? Happy Saturday to you, my brother.
Happy Saturday, Mike. How you doing? How you doing, Cotton?
Let me see. Let me open up her mic real quick. I'm sorry, but she's on the road. So there we go. I just opened up her mic.
Hey, Officer Crenshaw, how are you?
I'm good, Cotton. How are you? Where's my video?
Video? I supposed to make a video?
what's the video? I'm lost.
I'm so...
No, I was mopping the kitchen floor when I called in earlier, and I heard you say you send people videos to get them to come on the show.
Okay. I was wondering what you were saying. Okay.
It's coming. I promise you it's coming. I didn't forget.
Okay.
It'll be there soon.
You got to remember now, I did this for 28 years, so my ears are always open. All over the place.
Okay. Just sit in front of your laptop and wait. It'll get there. A notification will go.
Right.
Mike, see, there you go, Mike. Mike, you be in the bus driver, kicking me off the bus. No, I'm not on Facebook.
Kicking kids off the bus. You know, that's how it goes, you know. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for chiming in on this beautiful Saturday. As you know, here in Georgia, it rained yesterday. We had storms and this, that, and the other, but it's a beautiful day. But as I said earlier, you know, we got a whole month to go ahead and, you know, just do whatever. The time is now 7:10 p.m. on the East Coast. I guess that will be 3:10 p.m. on the West Coast. Today is Saturday the 12th. 2021, and you're listening to the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, the Michael Gay Show. Now, coming up, and once we get through all this, because there has been some miscommunications, and I take blame for that, but coming up, we got Mr. Cornelius Mims, who's going to join us, and also Denise L. Wilkerson will be hosting that conversation, because he has something to share with us, which I think is going to be a very interesting show. We got another special guest who's going to join that show, but I have to go ahead and make sure that we have the, you know, everything in order. So we'll get into that after we get off air, and Cotton, I'll talk to you about that, and let's make sure that we have both shows, and hopefully St. James will get back, and I pray that he's available next Saturday. So it's on me. But now, back to what we've been doing, what I want to do is, well, first, before I get back into the music, I did post the situation with Simone Biles being penalized for the fact that she's doing something that other gymnasts can't do. Let's just tap into that for a moment. You guys are aware of this, right? She's come up with a move, and they don't recognize her move. So let's go back in time, and I know Officer Crenshaw is old enough to know this, but remember Olga Corbett?
Yeah.
Do you remember her?
Yeah.
What move did she do that nobody else could do? Do you remember that?
I remember the move, but I can't name it. I remember when it happened.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't on the floor exercise or anything like that. It was on the uneven bars, which is more dangerous because you have the uneven bars, which could be more dangerous for you to make this move than on the floor, right? So the name of the move, and I'm trying to pull it up because I was reading up on it, but it was a backflip. So what she would do, she would stand up on the top bar, the highest bar, do a backflip, grab the high bar, swing her body around, all the way around the lower bar, and catch the top bar like in a cross formation. And that was amazing to everybody. That was amazing. It was like, wow. And to be honest, I was like, I've never seen that. That's amazing. And at that time, you know, she won some medals. And that was something we've never seen. But nobody took points away from her for doing that, right? She did something no other gymnast has ever done. And keep in mind, when they do the scoring, what do they look for? Not just originality, but they look for difficulty. Isn't that what it's all about? It's doing something that is difficult.
But if that particular maneuver isn't one that they're going to grade against, then they look at it as not so much a mistake, but a recovery. That's how gymnasts are graded. Now, because it was done years ago, the same move, no points should have been taken away from her because it wasn't a recovery. It was actually part of her routine as a move. But
that nobody else does.
Grade, right, but the judges can't grade on that because it's kind of like...
they have nothing to base it on. It's right. They have nothing to base it on. Correct.
If you hit a grounder to the shortstop, you know, you got your double play or your triple play. They don't have anything that they can grade it on because they never recognized it back then. They recognized it as, oh, wow. But the dumbasses decided nobody else can do that, so let's not try to, you know, put points to it.
Okay. I hear your point.
To me, it should have been some type of points given because it's just like the Olympic divers. You know, it's specific dives that they do that no one else can do.
Mm-hmm.
So it should have been given some points, you know, like you said, for originality.
Mm-hmm. Right. The originality of that move.
Well, if you can do it more than once, you're damn near practicing and trying to perfect it. It didn't come up by accident. It's not a recovery move.
Right.
Good point. And it ups the game. It makes now if you look at the articles and everything, they don't want that move, or they didn't want her to do it, and they don't give her points on it, or they penalize her for it, because the thing is it ups the game of being original and being creative. So, and I talked to office, I'm sorry, I talked to Dr. Cynthia Lee Smith, a former co-host here on the show, and we just talked yesterday about it, and she has her opinion on it, and I was hoping she would be able to chime in, but I told her I was going to get into this whole thing. Now, let's look at, real quick, the rankings of World Artistic Gymnastics Champions and Championships. Zolana Korkina from Russia has won 9 gold medals, 8 silver, 3 bronze, a total of 20 medals. Gina Goagani, or whatever, from Romania. And by the way, let me back up. The one that I read before, she was competing from 1994 to 2003. This other individual from Romania was competing from 1993 to 1997. 9 gold, 2 silver, 4 bronze, a total of 15 medals. Larissa Latinina from Soviet Union, 1954 to 1966, 9 gold, 4 silver, 1 bronze, 14 medals total. So if you go down the list, it's from number 2, and this is the ranking, from number 2 down to number, I'm going to go to 10, Russia, Romania, Soviet Union, Romania, Russia, Soviet Union, Soviet Union, Soviet Union, and then Uzbekistan, formerly German and Soviet. The number 1 medalist is Simone Biles. 2013 to today, 19 gold, 3 silver, 3 bronze, for a total of 25 medals. Now, the person, as I said, from Russia, the number 2 rank, 1994 to 2003, had 9 gold, 8 silver, 3 bronze. She won 20 medals overall. Simone Biles is 5 medals ahead. When it comes to gold, next to the number 2 rank, she's got 10 more gold medals. She's up in the game. She's making it more, I guess, she's looking at being more competitive with her moves and her creativity. Why would she get penalized is what I'm trying to understand. And I said, and as you guys saw, I said, when I look at, and I did post it in our group page, as far as Simone Biles versus Olga Korbut, Olga Korbut did a move that no other gymnast ever even tried to do. That's creativity and a difficult move. Am I right or wrong?
Correct.
So why is she being penalized? For what they say,
you know,
is what's important.
They're going to use safety as their excuse, because they don't want gymnasts to try that hard for that particular maneuver and being injured or hurt, you know, trying to outdo that. I mean, Simone's what? All of 4'9"? You know, I mean, you might be 4'11". But, I mean, come on. The girl is good, and she deserves everything that she's got. She's earned it.
Well, I hear what you're saying, right, and you're right. She deserves, you know, I remember, and Cotton, don't be silent on me on this one. We're going to get back to the music. The time is now 7:21, but I just want to throw that in there. You know, the thing is, that's what gymnasts do. I remember back when I really didn't like gymnastics. Well, as a kid, when I was in junior high, I would be amazed that no way I would do some of the stuff, the uneven bars or the even bars, and this, I know, and the flips and the twists and the turns. I mean, that takes skill, right? That takes a lot of skill and practice. But for you to come up with something different than anybody else, you shouldn't be penalized. You're bringing more to the game. It's just like it's just like in basketball. It's just like in basketball. You know, the crossover, this, that, and the other, all kinds of stuff. That was and it's not a thing of you doing something that nobody else can do, but you introduce a move that other folks might say, wow.
Right. Only if your coach mentioned to the judges this particular move and described this move, and the judges said, no, we're not going to allow it, and she did it anyway, then I see her being okay. I taught gymnastics for the NAACP back when I was a kid. So I did the floor mats. I did the rings, the uneven bars. I did all of that stuff. I try to do it today, and my old ass wouldn't get up. But only if her judge explained to them that her finale, right, to the judges, that her finale be this, and they explained it, and she didn't perform it the way it was explained, or they said, no, it's too dangerous. You know, I mean, that's between her and her judge, her coach.
Her coach, right.
She shouldn't be penalized just based on the fact that they don't know how to rate it.
And that's my point, that they shouldn't score on it at all, on that move.
Right.
But don't take points away. See, don't take points away based on her total performance. Now, that's a good point. Was that known to the judges that she can do this move, but now they're saying it's too dangerous, and if she did it anyway, she's basically, I think what they're looking at is that she is exposing this move to other gymnasts that might want to try it. You follow me?
But that's what,
and it might be what they think is
That's what Russia, Romania, and the Soviet Union does. They come up with moves and maneuvers that, hell, it would make most of us cry just thinking about trying to do it. But they try to perfect it. So,
well, the point is that it was acceptable when Olga Corbett did her move, and I'm trying to pull up what they called that move that she did on the uneven bars. And the thing is that where some folks might want to argue with me and say, well, you're talking about the uneven bars compared to, you know, this and that and the other. No, it's still a routine. And she brought up a routine.
If I decide to throw my cleat back behind my head and skate on one foot while I'm on ice, you're going to penalize me for that because it's not part of my routine? I'm trying to impress everybody. You can't penalize
it goes back
me
to it goes back to the difficulty. That's the thing. It goes back to the fact that what are you able to do that is so difficult? Remember, the key word is difficult, of something that as a judge, if I was a judge, judges see all kinds of routines, right? And as a judge, I'd be like, okay, I know this routine, and if you perfect it better than the next person, or you execute it, is the word I'm looking for, better than the person who did it before, they might stumble or this and that and the other, okay? But you did it flawlessly, right? And so I'm going to score you on that. I'm not going to take points away. But here you come up with something that nobody else can do. You can't penalize them for doing something that is creative and difficult. You just can't.
Right.
Let me let Cotton chime in on this. She's sitting here and listening to what we're talking about. What's your thoughts on that, Cotton?
On what? I'm sorry.
What's your thoughts on her being penalized for being creative and doing something that's difficult that other gymnasts cannot do? And her being penalized for being creative, coming up I mean, you heard what we've been talking about. What's your point of view?
I don't think that she should be. I think probably, you know, I just really think that the reason they did it is because it's a black or a girl doing it.
Hello. And that's exactly what.
Because if someone else had done that, I don't think they would have they would have done the same thing.
And that's why I brought up Olga Corbett. That's why I went back to a person who brought up who invented a move that nobody else ever attempted, ever tried, and they never had an issue with that move that Olga Corbett did on the uneven bars. And every time she did it, hell, she got at least a 9 on points. 10 is a perfect score, right?
She should have gotten. Right. She should have been praised and got an extra 10 points or something for that.
An extra 10 points. I don't think they do that in gymnastics, but I follow what you're saying. You know, but that's. I have to bring that up.
For doing their job. Like, how does that? That's like going to work and you overdo your job and your boss fire you. Like.
Well, that happens every day with folks. You know, you do more than what is in your job description, but they don't care. But that's just what happens. But I wanted to bring that up, and I wish that Dr. Smith was able to chime in. We're going to look at other things that are in the same realm as this with Simone Biles, but I got to give the young sister a lot of credit. She is upping the game, and people don't like it. It's a sad reality of the fact that, like you just said, now some people might say, it's not because she's black. I think it is. Sorry, but I think it is. Had somebody else did it that was not of color, you would have said, oh, wow, that's amazing. Just like you did when Olga Corbett did that move that nobody else has ever tried to attempt. And Simone Biles introduced something else.
That goes, and I hate to throw this in there, but that goes to the law they just passed here in Georgia as far as the racial social injustice being taught in school. They don't want anyone to know what happened in the past because they're afraid it's going to fuel anger. But if they look at it on the other side, it actually teaches black and whites what happened to do and what not to do that was done improperly back then.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably right. She is a young black girl. If I'm not mistaken, I think she was adopted. You know, so they're looking at her and doing all of these things that she's doing. They're trying to cut her off at the knees now before she gets too high.
Mm-hmm.
We could go on and on and on and on because you got a lot of black people that got high and they chopped them off at the knees. One, Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got him for doing things that white people were doing for years. And he was just mimicking them, thinking it was what's supposed to be done, even though it was wrong. But he's the one that they cut off at the knees.
Right. Let me ask you this question, or both of you. And Officer Crenshaw, you live here in Georgia, and I want you guys to do your research a little bit, but there's a place here called Lake Lanier. It's a man-made lake here in Georgia. Now, when we talk about the things that happened in Tulsa recently, and a lot of people don't know about, and there's other places. But Lake Lanier, here in North Georgia, where that lake stands, or where that lake is, there was a community there called, I think it was called Oakville, okay? And they flooded this area, which was a majority black community. They told them, you got to get out. Now, and I want to get into this more, but I was reading up on it. And they did not remove, because there were cemeteries there, a whole community. They didn't remove the bodies before they flooded this town, which was a black town. And I saw a video where this diver went down there, and there are still whole structures intact at the bottom of the lake. The history of Lake Lanier, which actually there's some recent stuff that has happened. People have died on that lake. There was an individual who said that they got in that water and they felt like something was pulling them down. Okay, this is according to an individual. Felt like something was pulling them down. And Officer Crenshaw, you know, you've seen things or you heard things that have happened at that lake many a time.
Right.
You know, that is history that people don't know. It's just like when you look at Tulsa, Greenwood, there were bodies buried in mass graves, and recently they started excavating the area and pulling up and found these bodies. Should the same thing happen at Lake Lanier to give respect to the individuals who, you know, were probably drowned because they didn't leave? Because there's a lot of folks that were like, I'm not going anywhere, but they opened up that dam and filled it anyway. Or just the disrespect of the fact that they did not go in and remove the ones who were buried there and relocate them. What's your thoughts about that? And just the whole thing of where people, some folks say that the lake is haunted due to the fact that the way that town was flooded. What's your thoughts about it? I'm asking you, Officer Crenshaw, what's your thoughts about it? Hello, anybody there?
I'm here.
Okay, I don't hear Officer Crenshaw. So, Cotton, what's your thoughts?
Why would you think he's prompted, though? Like, that is that. Because
say that again, I'm sorry.
Because of the, they're thinking it's haunted because of the burial site?
Well, it's not just the burial plot. It's just the fact that what happened, and I wish I could pull it up now, and I'm trying to find it. It's not just on the burial plot, but the fact that there were some folks who did not leave, and they drowned. And the thing is that where they took over a black community, just like, well, it's not just like, I should say, it's not just like what happened in Greenwood, Tulsa, Oklahoma, but just the fact that there was no, it was like, okay, fine, we're going to do what we want to do and destroy a black community, and that's what they did. From my understanding, it was called Oakwood, and let me just again, the history of Lake Lanier, which is a man-made lake. But as I said, in fact, it said it was plagued with problems.
Oh.
Is Lake Lanier haunted? Do some research on it.
I believe that it could possibly be. Like, you know, you can't mess with people's spirits and think they ain't going to respond. Like, I mean, I believe in spirits. We are spirits using a body at this point, you know, in life anyway.
Okay, so let me run this by.
They didn't respect the ground.
It's horrible. Right. You know, and see, that goes back to folks what that claim, you know, that they believe in the Lord. They believe in God, and God will do this and this and the other, and God looks out for this, and you know all kinds of sayings, you know, whatever is wrong, you know, God will take care of it, you know. But, and I said that to say this: if you do wrong, you know, karma is something, right? You know, what can go wrong will go wrong. So when I look at this story, which I learned about just recently, I'm just going to read just briefly. Lake Lanier has sparked controversy, and this was posted May 31st, about a year ago, 2019. Lake Lanier has sparked controversy over the last few weeks after a series of tragic incidents claimed the lives of multiple drowning victims. Over Memorial Day weekend, which that's a lot of times when it happens, 30-year-old Reginald Terrell Whitehead went under the water and never resurfaced after falling off his jet ski. 24 hours prior to Whitehead's incident, 61-year-old Michael Thompson of Gainesville drowned near a boat dock on Lake Lanier. Just weeks before, on April 28th, 17-year-old Dante Lane of Lithonia was pulled from the water after nearly drowning. The latest reports list him in critical condition. Lake Lanier also claimed the life of 11-year-old Kyle Glover, son of Usher's ex-wife, Tamika Foster, who was critically injured in a jet ski incident in 2021. All right.
Wow.
As a result of the multiple incidents reported, residents and visitors alike have charged that the lake is haunted.
Wow.
I mean, and I mean, the things that were, when I looked at the stories that I heard about the fact that this lake is a man-made lake that they made and covered a town. And I saw a video, and if you guys get a chance, seriously, go to YouTube and find this video where they go, these divers go into the water, and many of the structures are still there. The tombstones are still there.
Wow.
Go ahead.
I've only been to Lake Lanier once.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
My stepdad took us out there, but when he took us out there, you know, he was one of the first black MARTA bus drivers that MARTA hired, one of the first blacks that MARTA hired to be a bus driver. He took us out there and told us the story about Lake Lanier. So
okay.
I've only been there once. And I decided I don't want to go back. With all the things that I've heard over the years, as far as people saying somebody was, it wasn't seaweed, it was a hand. Somebody had gripped my leg trying to pull me
right.
down.
That's what a lot of folks say, that it was like something was pulling them down. Seaweed can't pull
right.
you. Seaweed can wrap
right.
around your leg, but it don't pull. It's not a, it's a living, you know, It is a living plant, but it doesn't have the strength to pull you. It can wrap around you if you happen to let that happen. But to have a tugging type thing, which some folks have said, excuse me, where it felt like they were being pulled, that's a different thing there. Right?
Right.
That's a different thing.
I have
some folks can say that it's an underwater current. But that's a lake. That's not an ocean.
Right.
And lakes don't have current.
It's man-made. So, you know, I have no desire to go there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it is an interesting story.
Yeah, I'm one of the black folks that's been, you know, the scary movies and stuff that, you know, we're supposed to run. Damn investigating. We're supposed to run.
Run, peaches, run.
You know what, what's the name said? Get NeNe and them. Come on, run. Get NeNe
right.
and them.
Get
Go in the opposite direction.
That's right.
Don't look back. And please don't stumble and fall. Please don't stumble and fall.
You don't need no heels for this thing. I want to
get into this a little bit more next week. As you all know, that we have one more. We got two more weeks to do some shows here as of now. And I just want to get some of the other individuals to hear their. I know some could not make the show today. And like I said, we're just using the time, and I just want to play the music of some of our great guests that have been on the show over the years. And I truly appreciate and love them all. And with that being said, I want to play the music of Mr. O'Brien. Wow, that was an interesting time because we had O'Brien on for 1 hour, and towards the end of the hour, O'Brien and many of the co-hosts said, you should have made it a two-hour show. I'm like, well, he said an hour. I'm just going with that. And unfortunately, that whole scheduling happened when we lost one of the greatest NBA stars of all time. We still miss him. We still love him. Mr. Kobe Bryant had passed maybe like a couple of weeks prior to when O'Brien came on. In fact, we had scheduled him, and he canceled for Saturday because he was overwhelmed, like many of us were, of reality of the whole. So he came on, did an hour, and then we talked about him coming back on. And so we did a show. I don't think we had a guest that Saturday, but we did a Saturday show, and then we scheduled him for another Saturday for 2 hours. And what was so amazing is that I asked Ms. Karen White to come in and to come on because that's her brother. They've known each other all through their careers. And she was saying, well, what time do you want me to come on? And I'm like, you know what? Why don't you just hold the show? And she said, are you serious? I said, yeah, why not? That would be great. And everything changed in a matter of hours, you guys. I'm serious. Everything changed. I'm talking to Karen. I'm talking to Grace. I'm talking to OB, and we managed to pull it off within 2 hours. And so many great individuals, artists and musicians chimed in and just shared their love for him and honoring him that day. And he had released a couple of great singles. So let me go ahead and get to the music of O'Brien. Make sure you follow him on all his social media pages. Here's OB with Sometimes. sometime. That's O.B. O'Brien. Great guest, great individual. Love that brother. He's just so open and honest. And great track. Make sure that you support him on all social media platforms. Hey, you guys, we got about 10 minutes left. There's a track I want to play before we get out of here. Cotton Campbell, I'm going to let you go ahead and speak first and share whatever you want to do. And I thank you for the fact that you let me know that we do have confirmation that St. James will be on next Saturday, the 19th, here on the TMGS. I hope we can get Sinead to chime in also. That would be great. If we can put them two together like we did before. Love talking to the both of them. So, Cotton, the floor is yours. You want to share anything before we get out of here?
I just want to know that we do have St. James on the 19th coming. So I got that one.
Okay. Fantastic.
And I need to tell you, Michael, that I don't think that you should do what you said you're going to do. I think that we should continue as we have been. I just leave it at that. Nothing else to be said.
Okay. Okay, I'll follow you.
Definitely.
Just my opinion.
Officer Crenshaw. Oh, go ahead.
No, I said just my opinion.
No, that's fine. And
okay.
I'll talk with you if you get a chance shortly after the show. Officer Crenshaw, what's your final thoughts and comments before we get out of here?
I'm in agreement with Cotton on that last subject, but we'll talk later on that, Mike. And I just want everybody to love one another, you know, irregardless of the past. You know, think about the present and the future. Learn from the past, build on the present and the future. You know, everybody can come together, irregardless of what was done years ago. It doesn't have to be repeated. If you just open your eyes, open your mind, and open your heart. And that's for law enforcement as well. Be more friendly. Hell, wave at people when you ride through the neighborhood. Don't ride through with a damn frown on your face like you're mad because you got to be at work. Go get another damn job. Wait. Let them know that you're there to help, not to hurt or hinder.
Right.
And that's it for me.
Well said. I like that.
So before I play this track, and I appreciate the both of you coming on and supporting the TMGN, of all these, you know, years. Stop teaching hate. Unfortunately, there are people who that are unhappy with their lives. Unfortunately, there are people who have anger, and they choose to show their anger and use it towards color, which we call racist. And racist does not necessarily mean being white. There are racist people of every color. Don't look at the skin tone of a person. As Martin Luther King said, the content of the character. Look at the content of the character. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to become racist because a person is ignorant to the fact that what they believe in is not correct. They need to open up their mind and get out of that whole thing that they have been taught. Because racism is not born into you. It's taught to you. And in this world, and as I've always said, we deal with color here in the United States. Our racism is dealt with color and also what you look at as far as if you're a Muslim, if you're whatever, right?
other countries are of the same race. They're the same. Many other countries. China went through it. Japan went through it. They're the same race. They just don't agree with democracy or letting someone control. So with that being said, I agree with what you guys said, but we have to get beyond the color barrier, the whole issue, and the teaching of racism. Stop teaching your kids. I don't care if you're black, white. Don't teach racism. Because the thing is that where me being a black man, I'm not going to tell a black child, you know, hate all white people. And white people should not tell their white children, hate black people. You shouldn't hate people, period. And that's where we are now, of where we hate each other over color. But like I said, judge a person on the content of their character, not on the color of their skin. So with that being said, you guys, thank you so much. I love you both. I love everyone who's tuned in to the show and who will listen to it later on. Don't forget, on the 19th, we have Satan James as our special guest. He's been on the show before. He's got new music, and I'm sure it's going to be a great conversation. Hear some great music. And hopefully, like I said, Sine will join us on the show. I'm going to reach out to her and see if she can join that. And then on the 26th, the amazing Mr. Cornelius Corny Mims is going to join us. Denise L. Wilkerson of the legendary Ladies of Sky will be hosting that show. And Corn has a lot of great stuff to share with us and sharing the fact that he's dealt with some things in his life, and he's going to open up with us. Now, before we get out of here, I just want to say this. I'm going to play this track. I mentioned earlier Joe Foxworth from Ozone went on to make some music, and then he just disappeared. All the artists who've known him over the years, like, where's Joe? Where's Joe? All the musicians that were in the group and everything, and he was going through some things. His father was a minister, and it took I can understand losing your parent. I've lost both of mine, and I understand that it's devastating, and it takes time for you to step away from what you were doing and just get an understanding of what you want to do. And I'm sure that Joe did that, but fortunately, Joe has reappeared. Here's a single that he, or here's a track that he shared with me called We Won't Forget. After 9/11, there was a saying, never forget, but we won't forget the individuals who were killed, murdered by law enforcement. And I really appreciate this call. So you guys, God bless. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And we'll check out, you know, next Saturday. Be here on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. Here's Joe Foxworth with We Won't Forget. And he mentions all the individuals that we lost over police brutality. God bless you guys. Good night.
Good night.
George. Good night.
Brianna.
Taylor.
Good night.
Richard.
Brooks.